The bounds of privacy are certainly being tested these days, and in some cases, you're giving up the information without realizing how much you put yourself out there. Facebook is the prime example of the push-pull of social networking. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You can tell that pretty much what we do here is water cooler buzz, baby. It is live, and we are all over the map. I think every single one of us has a little bit of ADD in us, whether we want to admit it or not. You want to throw in your 2 cents on the political rants of the day? Feel free. You want to talk about some of the lifestyle crazy things that we're seeing happen around us? Absolutely. Toss in your 2 at 800-259-5791. I'm going to say the number again, 800-259-5791. By the way, I have dyslexia when it comes to numbers. That's why I'm repeating it twice for you. It's kind of a little bit for you and a kind of a little bit for me. I'm sorry. I know. Okay, so let's talk first quickly about the Pentagon saying that they're getting ready to get slammed again thanks to WikiLeaks because some more secret military reports are going to be released. So here's the deal with WikiLeaks. You can't have it both ways. Either you like the idea that if it's out there, if someone's going to tell you, this is freedom of information, baby. And if there's things that the government's covering up or there's things that we should know about what really happened in certain war zones, well, you can't say we don't want to have that happen, but yet we want all this other information on the politicians we hate and the nasty things that they're doing behind the scenes. When I say nasty, the monetary gains that they're benefiting from, and the fact that there's no ethics committee violations that come up. You get what I'm saying. So you can't have it both ways. You either want it across the board or you don't. Although you could argue that in times of war, maybe some things are better left unsaid until afterwards. Well, we're talking about the Iraq war now at this point. WikiLeaks has almost 500,000 secret military reports. They're going to release it supposedly this week, and it's going to dwarf what came out before and create a lot of chaos. Remember all the comments about this is wrong and this is going to kill relations in Afghanistan with people who are cooperating with soldiers and are putting themselves out there? Because stupidly, I have to say this, WikiLeaks had names all over the place originally. Then they crossed them off. Now, the reason it's taken this long to release all these other documents is because of that. They went through the reports to get out the informants' names. So to pull them out so there wouldn't be that problem again. That you wouldn't have an innocent bystander caught in the middle of this. Somebody who was helping out soldiers shouldn't end up decapitated in a village somewhere. But what happens to the soldiers when, you know, there's that round and round you go again chasing the information? So they're getting ready, the Pentagon is, for the release of this intelligence. They set up, check this out, a 120-person task force a couple of weeks ago to comb through the database. They don't even know what they have in there, and determine what the possible impacts might be. The Department of Defense says they're concerned about the leaks and that the compilation of the stuff because it'll show significant activities from the war, which include incidents such as known attacks against coalition troops, Iraqi security forces, civilians, or infrastructure in the country. So all the information was culled from an Iraq-based database that had significant acts, unit-level reporting, tactical reports, things of kind of that nature. So, you know, hey, where it ends up, we'll soon know, because whatever the database that they're combing through and whatever the specifics are, there's got to be some juice to this or there wouldn't be this uproar. There wouldn't be this kind of an uproar. You know, the bottom line is, why, if you have these problems and you've got problems with the spy and law enforcement services since what's happened in September 11th, the sharing of information, all that stuff, and you got the problems with these breakdowns between rival intelligence information sharing agencies. I mean, you know, give me a break here. Then Why are they even having access to it? Why are certain people having access to it? I blame the Pentagon for that. How are these leaks occurring? What's going on that somebody can't live with, or they want to blow the whistle on, or whatever it is, that they're willing to sit somewhere in a military, basically, prison, waiting to see what their fate is, they're not worried about that. They want to get the information out there. That has to tell you something, too. And the fact that the Pentagon has to scour their own information, give me a break. All right, so we move on from that information to the information of what's going to happen. I'm not Madam Cleo, so...
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
P. Peter Kranschnabel from Midas Resources. Today is October 18th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $13.6410. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.9954, $6.9977 for a half ounce, and $3.4989 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.6410, $6.9977, and $3.4989.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to check those emails. Keep them coming. Some really good stuff when we hit the mailbag. AmericaTonight.net with me, Kate Delaney. But before we do that, let's talk more politics. We were just getting into the whole Pentagon bracing for the WikiLeaks release because, you know, they had to hire or put, not hire, but put 120 people in charge of this special task force. You know what that means? More money being burned up trying to figure out, what do you think WikiLeaks has on us? I don't understand. What information could possibly be released? So it's that whole wag the dog thing, you know, wag the tail thing. Wag the dog. Wag the tail of the dog. It's round and round is what I was trying to get at. And who knows what will bubble up this time around. At least the names of the people who have cooperated with the soldiers won't be in these reports, and that's a good thing. That's why there was such a time delay between the initial wave of documents and then the close to 500,000 that will be coming out, you know, in the next week or so. Let's jump into politics for a second. You've got all these debates that are going on across the country, and the latest one that got a little bit of news was the Cuomo-Paladino debate, which to me is a whole lot of nothing because, honestly, unless, I've said this before, unless something incredible comes out of left field, rather, to bite Andrew Cuomo, it seems like in all these polls he just has way too much backing. Paladino is the Republican upstart who is not a political person. They're both trying to become the next governor of New York. They debated who would best control spending and repair what's ailing the state government. But they were pretty cool. There was no temper flare-ups because there's been some nasty undertones in this election. And through really the papers, it's being played out as some bickering back and forth over personal things, but that didn't happen at all in the debate. So people who tuned in, who were hoping for kind of like a different kind of Jersey Shore to unfold, only this time with some politicians that were older, it didn't happen. You know, Cuomo basically pretty much said, I know the state like nobody else on this stage, period. You know, that's what he said. And Palandino called for cuts in spending on Medicaid and for state mandated education programs that he thought were debilitating. And, you know, they pretty much, it was very tepid is what I would say. There was no sparks. There was no sparring. There was no temper flares. There was no fisticuffs. Because remember, Carl Palandino almost got into it with a Post reporter that was videotaped and it was played all over the internet. However, a recent poll by the New York Times found 59% of voters thought Palandino didn't have the right temperament and personality to be a good governor. That's what they said. Didn't have that temperament. It's probably why he didn't show it this next time around. Somebody who's speaking a lot on behalf of Tea Party candidates and the grassroots movement, of course, is Sarah Palin, who is the magic machine when it comes to raising money for the Republicans and really the Tea Party. Sarah Palin talked about Sharron Angle and the battle in Nevada, Reid and the message, and really what the Tea Party is angling for, if you will. Take a listen.
Thank you for being so bold in your support of Sharron, too. You know, bless her heart, the stuff that they have thrown at her and just tried to clobber her with, and yet she's still standing. Our message is, we don't work for you anymore, Mr. Reid. Enjoy your retirement. We don't work for you anymore, Nancy Pelosi. You're fired. When we retire Reid and when we send Sharron to Washington, D.C., we know that she will listen. We know that she will apply those common sense, time-tested solutions that Harry Reid refused to do.
All right, so you can tell it was the rallying of the troops when it came to Sarah Palin saying that Pelosi is gone and Reid will be in retirement. I've actually seen some signs that have been circulating saying fire Pelosi. So the Democrats are hanging on to the coattails of the president. It's kind of that last gasp effort to figure out what the damage is going to be in the midterm elections. And right now, with some of the races too close to call, they don't know what the triage is going to be all about. Will ultimately the two chambers be controlled by the Republicans? Well, I'll tell you, if you listen to some of the things that Palin says when she's out there fundraising, you would think that it's already happened. So the at this point, I think the Democrats are just trying to run for the wire and hope that they can get in there, which is crazy to think that the Democrats controlled both chambers. And how do they get to this position? The job approval rating for the president is at 46%, but it is, and it's not great, but it actually is slightly above where President Bush, George W. Bush, his approval rating was at the same point in 2006. And that's when the Republican Party was going to take what he called a big thump in the midterm elections. But it looks like it could be, here's what's going to happen. It's either going to be a nothing burger, meaning there's all this buildup, there's all this conversation, there's all these rallies, there's all this idealism about the Tea Party out there, about the frustration of the people, many, many of us frustrated, and how so many people are going to vote in a different direction, get the incumbents out. And then ultimately, days later, it's going to be much ado about nothing. Or it'll be an avalanche where so fast, so hard, and so swift the powerful fall that they won't know what hit them, not thinking that they were going to get voted out of office. I mean, Reid, at least, the Senate Majority Leader, even though you're not supposed to let that into your mind, I would think that he is bracing himself for the possibility that, after all, he might not be back in office. See, the Senate Majority Leader in a recent Wall Street Journal NBC News poll came up like this. It said that Reid, from the people that were polled, inspired positive feelings among just 15% of Americans, negative feelings among 32%. Wow. That's pretty interesting when you think of what's happened in the legislative arena in the last couple of decades. And then, of course, there are people who flat out don't know who he is, aren't sure really what they think of him because they don't know him, and they have no comments on it. But, boy, you think of last June and just the beginning of the Obama era. Because really, January and the couple months into it, let's throw those aside. So then you think of some of the things, I think, that have probably crippled the Democratic Party, like cap and trade and the blowback to cap and trade because of the threat to the coal industry, energy, manufacturing plants. What would that do to those in the Midwest? Sometimes when these proposals were thrown out, and with these broad brush strokes about, oh, we're all going to go green and there will be plenty of jobs for everybody, I don't think, I'm just saying, that the creators of some of these bills really dug deep enough to see what the reaction was going to be. And that was a big one. The whole climate change argument, I think, in Americans and energy started to change what some people believed and what was happening. And that was one of the negative side effects, and I think we'll see that translated in the vote. Same thing with health care. I mean, what American isn't going to say that health care is messed up, that certain things need to be better, that things are screwed up when they have a pre-existing condition or they switch jobs and everybody jumps jobs now or whatever it might be. But at the same time, nobody wants to see some of the proposals that are going to be part of the new health care insurance reform, because this is the thing. You're being told, okay, you got to really swallow this poison right now, but eventually it's going to all go out of your system and it's going to pay off in spades. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody voluntarily wants to swallow the poison, which is the problem with cap and trade, which is the problem with the health care reform. And those are two of the big things besides the leftover of the economy and the stimulus that are sinking a lot of the incumbent candidates across the country. All right, maybe on the flip side, we've got mail to check.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your clip hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing clip hanger and the clip hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your clip hanger today.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Tonight we're going to go to the mailbag, but before we do that, a big shout out to Rick in Illinois. Rick, what's shaking in your neck of the woods?
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Oh, how's it going?
It's good. You didn't win again, of course. You know that already.
I picked the right team, though.
You did, but once again, how tough is it to nail the score? A lot of people danced around it and came close, but nobody nailed it.
Yeah, I was only a few points off.
Mm-hmm, you were. You were close.
But I got a WikiLeaks for you. Tony Dungy's going to be the new Dallas coach for the Cowboys.
Really? You think so? You think he's going to go back into coaching? Say, forget the broadcasting thing. I want to go back to coaching.
Well, Minnesota, you offer him his job, you know, and he turned it down.
Right.
He's got something planned. I think he's going to come out. And I think they'll offer him enough money to come back and coach Dallas.
I don't know. I heard that Dungy really didn't want to come back.
Oh, I think he might. They offered him enough money.
Really? To put up with Jerry Jones where he tells you what to do? Because remember, the thing about Wade Phillips is Jerry pulls ultimately, he's the decision maker. He is. So you have to be able to kind of put up with that. You're not going to, that was the problem with Jimmy Johnson. That was the problem with Bill Parcells. That wasn't the problem with Chan Gailey or Dave Campo, but then you see the disaster that ensues when they don't have the ultimate say.
Yeah. He might have it where he gets the last say, what he gets to do. He's going to little.
All bad. Right. You heard it here first. Rick in Illinois is positive.
And then Joe, and if the Yankees lose to the Texas, Joe Girardi's going to be gone too.
I'll tell you what I think. I believe that because even though they won last year and they beat the Phillies, you have although George Steinbrenner isn't around, it's the son, but you don't have much of a lifespan when you're the manager of the Yankees. You're right.
No. Yeah, you got to win every year.
You got to win every year, and that's it, period. Because look at poor Joe Torre, all the success he had, and boy, they really did him wrong in the end, and he ended up in in the Dodgers organization.
Yeah, so they expect you to win every year out there. If you don't, you're done. You're toast.
Yep, yep.
So I like you said, I don't understand this Pentagon. How everything leaking out there? They must have a bunch of blabbermouths there or something.
Either disgruntled with what they're seeing, disgruntled with their position in the military. Tired of whatever it is that's happening to them, feeling like that there's information that people should know. I mean, there's all different reasons for being a whistleblower. Some of them are good. Some of them are positive. But, you know, you're seeing things that are wrong and you think they should be out there. Other times it's an axe to grind deal. And ultimately, what I wonder is what you just said. How do you get that? Because I thought the military, things are so tighter than a drum.
Yeah, I did too.
How do they not have any kind of a code, agreement, whatever, that your history, your toast, you're locked up if you do this, which, of course, is what's happened to the one kid, because he was a kid, who released the information. I don't get it.
I don't either. I thought that information was, like you said, all locked down there. Then you came... Eyes only, you know, but
yeah,
seems like anybody can just get to it out there in the open for the public to look at.
No kidding. You know, and there's the problem with that is we want the freedom of information. We want First Amendment rights. I completely agree with that because we don't want to be like some of the other countries where they're state-run news agencies, but there is a weird thin line. And so which way on the line do you cross? And WikiLeaks, there's probably a lot of things that are revealed that are good, that are out there that people don't know about that should be out there. Or is it that it's, let's just grind up the government however we can, or the military, let's not say the government, because I'm all about the smaller government too, but let's get it all out there, expose it, and do we really end up shooting ourselves, does the government or the Pentagon really end up in a situation where they've shot themselves in the foot? And I feel bad for the soldiers if that's the case.
Yeah, so it's that Gary, our military secrets and who's doing what over there.
Yeah. You know, Rick, it's interesting. Once it happens to you or someone you know, then it's a whole different ball game.
Yeah.
If you and I were crawling around on our bellies over in Afghanistan, just, you know, a couple of rounds away from dying, and walking through the streets with these IEDs, how would we feel when we hear that information? Oh, by the way, there's a go check the internet when you finally get your time, your downtime on the base,
yeah,
and see what's out there. That can't make them feel all that great.
No.
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy. All right,
yeah.
Rick. Thanks for the call.
You take care.
You too. Don't forget, because Rick and I were just at the beginning of that talking about nail the score. He didn't nail the score. He came close. He's right. But everybody danced around the edge. They didn't have the exact score in last week's game of the week, which was the Minnesota Vikings and the Dallas Cowboys. Minnesota, of course, won 24-21. There were some close scores, but nobody nailed it. So week 7 in the NFL, we'll do it again, randomly choose the game of the week. You call in, you tell us who you think is going to win, and what you think the score is going to be. It's that simple. You don't even have to analyze any of the games. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. I do have mail. Here's one from Ty. Hi, Kate. I haven't been able to listen to your show for a couple of weeks because I've been doing a bunch of overtime stuff out at the plant. I think you know where I work. But I was wondering, I heard something earlier in the day, you are the queen of all weather, about a super typhoon. Where was it and what happened? Thanks. You know, it's funny. I am kind of like the queen of weather. We're always talking about floods in Tennessee or an earthquake or tornadoes that touch down or hurricanes, whatever it is. Anyway, and I haven't actually in the last couple of days. The super typhoon slammed into the Philippines. Sadly, 10 people were killed, and it dumped all kinds of rain. You know, the Philippines, where they're located, they know this. They're always weathering something every couple of months, it seems. So the people were killed because of the fallen trees, for example. They were trying to scramble to safety, couldn't see anything. You had that near zero visibility. Is that not the worst when you have that driving rain? And you'd have to debate, is it safer for me to pull over? And even in the Philippines, that's what happened in the capital city there. Do you pull over or do you just keep going forward? So they say it was the strongest cyclone they've had in years, and it got stronger over the South China Sea and was heading toward China and Vietnam. They had a bunch of floods unrelated to storms that have caused 30 or 40 people to die. And so now you've got this typhoon with the rain and the floods, and it's been pretty nasty stuff. And remember, when you talk about Vietnam and China, you have a lot of people, especially this time of year, that are visiting, a lot of Westerners, a lot of Americans, which would fall into the Western category, who visit Vietnam. Vietnam has become a hot spot for travel and for charity work and going to teach abroad and all that kind of stuff. And some Americans have gotten caught up in that. And boy, I'll tell you, you look at the pictures, it's, you know, they say a picture's worth a thousand words, and you see those little dinghies and people in the dinghies, and you can tell they're going through streets, or you see the trees that have blocked highways, and you realize, wow, just how strong the typhoon was and the outer bands of it and how far it reached. And you know that you had traffic that was slammed and the roofs that were peeled off in some of the villages, and just nasty, nasty stuff. So thanks for that one. Okay, let's move on to this one. This is from Big Ed, who says, Kate, what did you think of the debate in New York? I just saw an article in the Post when I was online talking about how calm it was. I mentioned this, the fact that Carl Palladino, who's known to have this red-hot poker temper, and Andrew Cuomo, running, of course, for governor, the attorney general, that it was actually very calm and not a lot of sparks and not a lot of controversy. Probably what happened is heading into it, that is probably what the people around Palladino told him. Don't take the bait. Don't jump or rise to the occasion if they're trying to goad you. Since it was reported in one poll that people thought that he couldn't be governor of New York because he didn't have the right kind of personality, the right kind of temper, if you will. Here's the last one from Sid, listening to us on the internet. He says via Miami, and he asks about the Doc and the octuplets. And he just says, what's up with that? Well, Nadia Suleman, boy, we haven't said that name on the show in forever. Her doctor implanted a dozen embryos in the pregnancy that gave her the octuplets. You know, they're talking about this now. And another doctor said that number is unheard of and surpasses Suleman's assertion that only 6 embryos were implanted. Because, see, they're investigating this doctor for what his role was in all of those births. Stay with us.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Here in America tonight to fill in kind of the missing jigsaw pieces of what's pumping and dumping across the land, and that's a good way to put it. Ever hear of the Crystal Cathedral? Ever been to Garden Grove, California? I've actually seen it a couple of different times. It's that giant mega church, and there was a televangelist show called The Hour of Power, and this I thought when I looked at it, had to cost a fortune. And sure enough, it did. And you think of land and California and taxes being what they are, who's supporting this church? Well, the answer is they're in trouble. They filed for bankruptcy after struggling to come out from under debt that exceeded $43 million. So they've got a $36 million mortgage. They owe 7.5 to several hundred vendors. Boy, in California, when you're a vendor, the IOU system can't be working for these people. But anyway, these vendors are everything from advertising to using live animals and the giant Christmas and Easter services they do. They're trying to come up with a repayment plan for the vendors, but they're underneath lawsuits, so they're not getting any quick payments out. And it's pretty tough. Sheila Schuler Coleman is the senior pastor and the daughter of the founder, and she, you know, talked about this church being founded by the Reverend Robert Schuller, who ordered major layoffs, cut the number of stations airing the Hour of Power, and sold property to just stay afloat. Besides that, the 10,000-member church canceled the Glory of Easter pageant this year, which attracts thousands of visitors and is a big-time staple of what they do there. For example, the people that are owed, remember I was talking about the live animals? They have these live manger scenes, and one company is owed $57,000. Man, so they saw the revenue drop 30%, and they couldn't slash the expenses. That's what happens. And the Hour of Power that was filmed in their main sanctuary at one point attracted like 1.3 million viewers. It was huge. And they say that they're going to continue to do what they do on Sundays, but they are struggling big time. It made me think, I don't know how many of you live in an area where you might have a mega church or two, but how do these churches, I mean a real mega church, and they do exist, how do they thrive in these recessionary times where you have almost, actually, they say through mid-October we have 10% unemployment. How can you keep those doors open? Because people with the tithing and everything, they can't afford to give the money that they were giving. Certainly someone's unemployed and they can barely make their house payments, and any church, as we all know, or synagogue or anything religion related is based on, so much of it is fundraising or parishioners, just what they give each and every week. So this was the first one to fall, and I'm surprised we haven't heard about others, or that we haven't heard about this before this Crystal Cathedral. It is pretty. It is a pretty church to see it. And when you go into Orange County, you can see it, depending on your plane and where it is, you can see it on the ground. It's pretty spectacular, actually, if you get a glimpse of it from the side of the plane, if you're on the right side of it and you just happen to be flying in that direction. All right, this was a crazy story that I thought was worth mentioning, and I don't know why, but I wonder how they come up with these statistics that they come up with. And this, out of London, they say starch grains found on a 30,000-year-old grinding stones are showing that prehistoric man might have dined on an early form of flat bread. And I thought that it was all about meat eating, baby, that the, you know, the whole caveman thing, and I'm out there trying to get the meat to bring it home, all that sort of stuff. You know what I'm talking about, the whole man-eater deal. But apparently there was flatbread, kind of like a pancake with just water and flour. A researcher that was on this team from the Italian Institute of Prehistory and Early History, that's a mouthful, isn't it? They're saying that they must have ground down plant roots, just like potatoes, kind of similar to it, to make that flour that was whisked into dough. That's pretty exciting stuff, isn't it, Matt, to think that you could have been eating pancakes, or they could have been eating pancakes 30,000 years ago?
That would be pretty amazing. I love pancakes.
It would be. Where did the pancake come from? We can trace it back 30,000 years ago.
They had syrup.
They wouldn't have had syrup. Oh, but what about, maybe not. They had sap, maybe.
Yeah.
So that could be your syrup.
You never know.
That's right. So we don't have the market
until
on the whole.
Get that time machine running.
Yeah, that's what we're going to offer people. If you nail the score, once we get our time machine running, you have a choice.
We'll get the DeLorean and Doc Brown.
Oh, that's right. We'll go back and we'll actually make the discovery. Oh, then America Tonight wouldn't be the little show that could. It'd be the giant show that everybody couldn't get enough of. They'd make a movie. We'd be on more than the Lifetime channel then, right? They'd be across the board, no matter what. We're back in the time machine. You know, we had somebody on one time talking about whether time travel was possible. That was actually a pretty fun segment, I have to admit. But I think it's cool that the bread was around, and just who knows what they did with the bread, but they're showing that there were plant roots. It makes sense, and they can trace it back. So pretty cool, pretty cool. This is interesting. The space shuttle is leaking, and NASA is working up some repair plan for that. They're also talking about doing another space shuttle, so the death of the space shuttle could go a little bit deeper into next year. The Discovery is leaking on the launch pad, so that sucker's not going anywhere. And if it isn't fixed soon, the small leak probably will delay the launch of November 1st. Remember, the flight was supposed to be to the International Space Station. It was supposed to be the last of Discovery anyway. So shuttle engineers had a meeting to try to put together a repair plan. They're going to tighten the bolts on the leaking fuel line. Then they're going to replace the seals. And then they're going to do some other things that they hope will work. But the rocket fuel, you need the rocket fuel to maneuver the shuttle when it's in orbit. Boy, it's part of being an astronaut. You have mechanical problems and you have leaks and things you have to deal with. But I don't know, you have to have a certain kind of mindset, I would think, because then you're told, oh, yeah, we're going to push back that flight. Oh, why? Well, because we have a big leak on the launch pad. I don't know, it doesn't really instill confidence, I think. That's how it is, though, right? That's what happens when you're an astronaut. You know it comes with the territory, the uncertainty. Being able to live with the uncertainty of what could happen and what's going on and all the delays. So you don't make quite the money that an actor makes, because there's always those delays when they're putting movies together and you don't have this fancy-dancy trailer where you can hang out with the starlets and play cards and whatever else you're doing. But you do get some glory, certainly, because it's a very elite crew. How many people can say they've been up in space? They've been at the International Space Station. They've seen the view from above and come back into the Earth's atmosphere. I don't know. I always thought that would be kind of cool. Sort of a sad deal, the end of the space shuttle, especially because there's a lot of question marks surrounding NASA and some of the jobs being cut, and ultimately, are we going to have to hitch a ride with the Russians the next time after this is all over when we go back into space? And the answer is, yeah, it looks like there could be a lot of sharing of resources. All right, you have some thoughts maybe on NASA, perhaps about bread being 30,000 years old? Or maybe you want to just share a recipe you have on how to cook a grilled turkey. Somebody asked me that the other day. Like, what do I look like? Do I look like Martha Stewart? Are you kidding me? I'm the last person. I can barely make the turkey, let alone tell you ways to grill it and fry it and all that other stuff. So if you've got a recipe for any of those, send them to me at americatonight.net.
I thank you for... I thank you for... I thank...